Turn, please, in your Bible to Psalm 7. Psalm 7. Psalm 7, I'm going to read verse 1 and then skip to 14, 15, and 16. O Lord my God, in Thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me. Now over to verse 14. Behold, he travaileth with iniquity and hath conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit and digged it and has fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealings shall come down upon his own pate. That's kind of your forehead, the pate. Now, I'd like to address this question tonight. Would you like King David? Would you like King David, the human author, got these words from God, inspired of God, but would you like King David? Let me give that some thought. And the reason I say that is, look at some of the things that he says. For instance, verse 14, he says, behold, he travaileth with iniquity. He's blaming somebody now, you see that? And he hath conceived mischief. He's putting blame on somebody and brought forth falsehood. He's making an accusation here. All right, look at verse 16. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pate. And notice what he says there. That he says this bad's going to happen to this fella. You know, a couple weeks ago, I was down in Connecticut, and Dr. Joel Grassi, the Emmanuel Baptist Theological Seminary, gave one of the messages at that particular session. And his message kind of was, would a church have John the Baptist preach? Would any of our modern churches invite John the Baptist to come in and to preach? And the implication of his message was, no, you know, most modern Baptist churches wouldn't have John the Baptist come in and preach. And it reminded me that of something I have preached in times past. I've preached, would a modern church have the Apostle Paul to preach? Or Jesus? For the kind of things that they said, you know, they named people's names, and they preached repentance, and they preached certain things that folks seem to get upset about these days. And so, of course, my message was similarly implied. That no, most churches would not have that kind of preaching in their churches now. But how about King David? He's been called the sweet psalmist of Israel. King David. Would you like King David? Would you like him? Let me give you some reasons that some folks might not like him. Number one, he committed adultery. That's a pretty big thing. Number two, he arranged the death of the woman's husband. Now, you may never forgive him for that, even though he repented and God did. You know, there are folks like that, they never forgive. They remember what somebody did. And the way you know they never forgive is they say, well, I forgave him, but I never forgot it, you know. Which, you know, is translated into truth. Translated into truth means, I don't forgive at all. Would you forgive him, or would you always remember and bring it up and say, why should I be singing his songs when he did that back in 77? Reasons why somebody might not like King David. Number one, he committed adultery. Number two, he arranged the death of the woman's husband. And maybe that couldn't be in the heart to forgive. Number three, he made up this song against Cush. He made up this song against Cush, against a certain person by the name of Cush. How do I know that? Well, it's in the heading over, if you look at the beginning of the psalm, you'll see it should say in your Bible, Sigeon of David, which he sang unto the Lord concerning the words of Cush the Benjaminite. Now, this is part of the inspired text. And after that comes the song itself. But it says that this was done concerning the words of Cush the Benjaminite. And I've already read to you some of the things it says here. And it says, he, verse 14, behold, he travaileth with iniquity. That's what it says about Cush the Benjaminite. And hath conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. All right, it says he's been lying, and he's talking about one man is put in a song. And so what we have here is that he wrote a song. King David wrote a song, and he sings a song, and because it's in Psalms, he has everybody singing the song against this person. You know, commonly what people like to say about somebody that does something like this, you know what they say? Well, you know what? He's airing out all the dirty laundry against this person. It's not right to do that. That's what people would say. But that's what he's doing. This is about one single man, Cush the Benjaminite. And he's written a song that not only does he sing, but it's in the book of Psalms for everybody to sing. Right? Reasons why you might not like King David. Number one, he committed adultery. Number two, he arranged the death of the woman's husband. Number three, he made up this song against Cush. Number four, he prays for retribution upon Cush. How do you like that? Verse 16 says, his mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealings shall come down upon his own pate. Now, you know, all kinds of Christians always have all kinds of opinions about how to handle all kinds of things. And one of the opinions could be here. Somebody could say, why doesn't King David just keep quiet and let the Lord take care of it? He mentions this fellow by name. And he mentions his words. And he writes a song. And he sings the song really loud. Could you like someone who puts his troubles in a song and names the person? Why don't he just let the Lord take care of it? Why doesn't he pray silently in his own room and just pray about it, you know, and let the Lord take care of it? Instead of bringing it out there for everybody else to see. Well, I'm giving you some reasons why you might not like King David. This is what he did. Of course, he did it under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, which means that he was given this by God. I have a number five. Someone could say, you know, there's something wrong with David. He's always putting down his enemies, even his son. There's something wrong with this fella. He's putting down his enemies. Always putting down his enemies. Can't he focus on something else? He does it in Psalm 3, and Psalm 4, and Psalm 5, and Psalm 6, and Psalm 7. Look at it. Look at Psalm 3. Verse 1. And look at the heading there. It's when he fled from Absalom, his son. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him. In God, Selah. In other words, they say, you know what? He's a worthless piece of trash, and no good sinner, this David, and so God's not going to help him. That's what they were saying about him. And he rehearses what they said. Verse 7. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. You don't think you like this man who has it in a song about breaking the teeth of the ungodly? Those are harsh words. Chapter 4, verse 2. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? That's a deception. Chapter 5, verse 10. Destroy thou them, O God, let them fall by their own counsels. More retribution there. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. Chapter 6, verse 10. Let all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly. So he speaks about his enemies and what should happen to his enemies. Would you like King David? You could say, oh, he keeps writing all these songs about his enemies. And these were songs to be sung. These were songs for all the congregation to sing. And they dealt with his enemies and what God should do to his enemies. He said, you know, King David should have kept it all to himself. Just prayed about it. Let the Lord take care of it all. Instead of bringing it out there for everybody to hear it. But he's got them all singing it too. Ah, this is a bit much. Would you like King David? Well, there's a number of reasons why persons could say they didn't like King David. Number one, he committed adultery. Number two, arranged the death of the woman's husband. Number three, he made up this song against Cush. Number four, he prays for retribution upon Cush. And number five, he's always putting down his enemies. Would you like King David? By the way, the Lord does. Let's bow for prayer. Father, I pray that God's people, upon seeing these considerations, might desire to be more conformed with the Bible than modern thought. More conformed with the Bible than their own opinions. I pray that all of God's people here might really, Lord, desire to do everything in their life according to the Word of God. And as tests come into their life and as trials come into their life, Lord, to make them back off, I pray that they might cling to the right and truth of the Word of God anyway, and desire that we'll always do things according to your Word, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.